This is De Bailey Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 28, and this is just going to be lines 1 to 6. So you start with Arpinius et Junius. So Arpinius and Junius ad legatus deferunt report to the legates quae audierunt. So basically it's kind of like those things which they have heard, but they don't have the hike in there. So Arpinius and Junius report to the legates or to the lieutenants what they have heard or those things which they have heard. Italy, de re pentina re perturbatati. So those men disturbed by the sudden affair, by the unexpected situation, et si, even though, ea dicebantur ab hoste, even though these things were being said by an enemy, tamen, nevertheless, estimabant, they were reckoning that these things were non negligenda, were not to be neglected or not to be disregarded. Maxima quae haec re permoebantur, and very much by this thing were deeply moved. They were deeply moved by this thing. Quote, because. So, because vix erat credendum, it was scarcely to be believed that ignobilem atque humilem civitatem eburonum, that the unknown and weak state of the Eburones alsum dared facere bellum, to make war populo Romano on the Roman people sua sponte, with their own initiative, on their own accord. Itaque, therefore, and so, re deferunt, they convey, they report, rem, the matter, ad concilium, to the council, so basically the council of senior officers, magnaque controversia, in a large controversy, a great argument existent arises inter eos, among them. Okay, so translating it all one more time. So Arpinius and Junius report to the legates or the lieutenants those things which they've heard. Those men disturbed by the sudden situation, even though these things were being said by an enemy, nevertheless were reckoning that these things were not to be neglected and were moved very much by this thing because it was scarcely to be believed that the unknown and humble or weak state of the Eburones dared to make war on the Roman people of their own accord. And thus they report the matter to the council, and a large argument or a large controversy arises among them, meaning among these officials. Okay, so how does Caesar alert his readers to kind of the faulty basis of Arpinius and Junius's reasoning? Why is it generally important to make important decisions, if it's possible to do so, when you're free of emotions? And how can fear and sometimes other major emotions change our perspective? And really, how logical was the reasoning of Arpinius and Junius? Okay, and so that is chapter 28, lines 1 to 6.